Contrary to what you have been told, or have been led to believe, or have led yourself to believe, it does not take long for you to collapse time, upgrade your identity, step into the identity that is going to be your million-dollar icon identity. And it really doesn't have to be this grueling process where you are constantly seeking, discovering, finding your niche, figuring out your messaging. You can create a personal brand that people love overnight through sharing your deeper message beneath what it is that you teach people. And so, this is going to be a really value-packed lesson podcast episode for you. So, I want you to grab out your pen and your paper. This is going to be sort of like a workshop style, and I really want to guide you through how you can change who you are. Step into the icon identity that you know that you are, not have to wait for it, not have to forever be stuck in trying to create content ideas, trying to figure out what your niche is, and boxing yourself in to this container where you're not allowing this like energy of femininity and pleasure and cultivating a sense of community that actually transforms into a community and that becomes your network, you know. And they say your network is your net worth. And without a network, not only just a network, but a network that is your own, a network that resembles and embodies who you are from the inside out. And so when people come into your world, it doesn't feel like work for you to try and convince them to follow your path, to follow your methodology, to follow your strategy. Those things are just a bonus and a benefit to them. Learning from you as a human, being in your energy as a human. And what happens, especially as moms are the most overly perfectionist people that I know, because what it feels like is that your business is the one thing that you can control. We can, as hard as we try to, we cannot control our children. And maybe you can relate to this and you're not a mom, but you can relate to that feeling of like sort of being a control freak, a little bit obsessive over how things are going to play out and manifest themselves. And that's actually a really normal human being tendency, especially for women who are in the business of marketing and sales, because we've been taught for so long to do it in a very like rigid, strategic way, a very boxed in way. And here's how, you know, check off all these boxes. And you've probably done a million worksheets on how to find your ideal client, how to establish your brand, and how to uncover your message and your messaging. But something just isn't clicking for you. And it's not clicking with your audience either. And the reason is because of this identity work that you've been stuck in this revolving door, and you don't realize that on the other side of the door is this free space, this like open street where the possibilities are endless, and there's all these different people with all these different personalities and quirkiness and eccentricity. It's one of the reasons why I love New York City so much. I love going into the cities. I don't live in the cities. I live actually in Northern Colorado, where it's actually quite rural, but I quite enjoy and I find it quite luxurious to go visit the city, number one, because I love the energy of a city, but I love seeing the different people. I love seeing how people express themselves, how they dress, how they're like the icons of their own life and their own story. And maybe they're even just going down the street to have a cup of coffee with a friend, but they intentionally put on different elements and pieces of their wardrobe. And they intentionally put these pieces together to show the world who they really are. And even down to the way that they walk down the street and the way that they hold themselves and the way that they communicate with the people that they meet along that journey, such a small situation, such a normal everyday circumstance that 99% of people do not glamorize. And for those of you who are moms who are like me, you can probably relate to like your day-to-day life does not look like most people. You probably don't even relate to society as much as going to get a cup of coffee with somebody because it's so few and far in between. And so we get stuck in this like I said, this revolving door of like, this is my identity. This is what is my reality now. Instead of allowing yourself to explore, how could I potentially even glamorize my stay-at-home mom life? And how would that change my identity? What ways would I show up every day? What actions, what behaviors, what thoughts would I be relaying and expressing through my style? Getting up and getting dressed every day, getting yourself ready, putting on a bold lipstick even if you have nowhere to go, that kind of thing, you know what I mean? And then it leads to more and more and more and more decisions that start to make up this identity. And so what happens with people is they get really wrapped up and caught in trying to find their niche, trying to find what I actually coach my clients through is that what you're not trying to do is try to find your niche. You're actually trying to find an identity. You're trying to find a way for yourself to stand out, to be different. And so like we get caught in this revolving door of putting it down to a science. Like, how do I actually make this digestible and lovable to my ideal client? You've probably heard the saying that your marketing is about them and not you. And I'm here to reverse that concept for you and let you know that it's actually safe for you to go way deeper into who you are and what you want in terms of niching down, aka what I call building an identity or a signature identity around your social media and around your coaching business. Maybe you're a service provider. I get a few of you in here too. My background is in real estate. And so I am really able to support any kind of woman who's like, in the service-based industry, marketing their business online, or wants to transition into full-time entrepreneurship in the online space. And in my opinion, the best way to do that is through establishing and building a community, whether that just be on your Instagram and maybe you're selling products, maybe you are selling real estate. And then for those of you who are selling mentorship, in my opinion, you guys have the greatest opportunity of all time because you get to create a niche of your own versus finding a way to stand out in what's already a crowded marketplace. And I'm going to shift your perspective right now to see that it actually isn't crowded and it's really more of how you look at it. Sure, you could think, you know, there's a thousands and thousands of people who are in the coaching space, and your feed is probably filled with other coaches, or maybe your feed's filled with other realtors, right? Same thing. It's like when you're pregnant, everybody's pregnant all of a sudden, but the algorithm just gets that. So it'll send you what it is that you're interested in, what you're creating, and what it does is it kind of convinces you that there's not enough room for you. And I could tell you right now, this was a thought that I had earlier today, is like if there were people copying me, I would have no idea. Like if you were copying me and all my content, even word for word down to the T, I would have no idea because I don't pay attention to that. I get online, I might scroll for a few minutes and be like, oh cute, oh cute, oh cute. But everything that I do, I'm looking for my own unique perspective on things. And so even if there's something that I see online that inspires me, I might take that and I might let it digest with me for like a week, and then I might look for more things to like kind of like if that really interests me, if this concept that I heard about in an Instagram reel was like, wow, that really sat with me, I might like sit with it for even just a little bit longer to see why. What was it about that? Was it the energy? How could I relate? Was it the perspective? Interesting. Maybe that's a perspective that I want to bring into my coaching. And so I'm going to go deeper and deeper and deeper. I'm going to probably seek information outside of my industry, those who are in my industry, those that I see on my feed every single day, to make up my own formula, make up my own signature process, if that's what is a part of it, or maybe it's just a part of my brand and a value that I have, and it's something that I believe in, right? So you can see how when creating a business, especially a social media business, and creating this identity that people are drawn to is not a one size fits all. In fact, it's more messy than that. I love this trending sound that's been going around because I'm seeing a lot of people. This is like maybe the theme of the year. Everybody's finally starting to lean into this concept of like, yeah, building a business, especially a personal brand online, is not like A, B, C, D, E, F, and then you've got the perfect plan and let's figure it out. It's really more artistic than that, and it's so much messier than I think most entrepreneurs glamorize online, right? And I'm even guilty of that. I do my best to show a little bit more because that's being a brave manifester, right? Show a little bit more of who I am and what I believe in, not just those things, but really like what makes me different, what makes me weird, and not being afraid to say things that other people may be offended by. Like, I smoke weed. I said that in a post, I think it was in November, and I may be putting some more of that out there, right? I got a little bit of permission from one of my coaches. I was on her coaching call today, earlier this morning, and she brought up how she had taken, I think it was like a 1.5 milligram edible, and I just kind of giggled, and I picked up my marijuana pen that I use as my creative aid when I'm working creating content, and I just giggled. I'm like, huh, you know, it's the things that we think that people would hate us for. Here we have like multi-million dollar mentors announcing that and admitting that to their communities shamelessly, like, hey, this is something that I did, and I'm giggling like, oh, that's something that I do every day. That's a part of me, right? It's not all of me, and I don't let it consume my life, and I don't let it I don't fall into the stereotypical belief around the person who smokes marijuana, right? Like, I see myself as an icon, and I don't let it let me procrastinate, right? I more so use it with intention, and that's really what I'm talking about here with your identity, okay? So what we're talking about here is creating an identity that stimulates something in other people, your people, the people that aren't going to judge you, the people that want to just really be in your energy and understand how you have done what you've done, right? When people are niching down, they really focus more so on the outcome and less on who they are becoming, both who they are now, right? I see a lot of like, this is what I'm going to do. This is who I'm becoming. And not a lot of people just owning and admitting that this is who I am right now. And this is actually what I'm really proud of myself for. And so that's a big piece of this overnight identity process is like, you have to be able to decide now that you can change. You have to be willing to shift your narrative and the storyline. And so that means recognizing that nothing that you are going to do is going to be perfect. Nothing you are going to do is going to be normal. In fact, really great marketing is the ability to shock people and the ability to shock them, not just shock them, but shock them awake in a way that gets them to really want to lean in further to the conversation with you. And so that means you have to be willing to decide what you want, be very decisive. And you see that in a lot of, you know, if you've watched movies like The Devil Wears Prada, I always think about Meryl Streep in that movie and her identity. And, you know, it's like kind of like a Martha Stewart identity that's really powerful, really strong, really stern, has it figured out. My way, you know, some people would look at it as like my way is the highway, but I see that from a very different perspective. I loved watching the Martha Stewart documentary because, number one, when I watched it, I felt so seen, this balance of like, I am a feminine woman and I have these feminine desires and values and things that I love, but I'm also like, let's get down to business. And so, you know, there's the business side that is the masculine, that is like the strategy and the formula, and we all have that aspect to us. But unfortunately, when we really are too focused on that, there's not enough warmth, there's not enough co-creation happening with life. And so I think about The Devil Wears Prada and Meryl Streep's role in that, and I see that there is like the masculine energy within the organization, right? You've got the people who are the assistants who are running the work, but most people, what they don't actually recognize about her role in that movie is she's not, because she's so cold and closed off, people think like, oh, that's a very masculine energy. It's really not, because she is a decisive woman. She does not wait. She has fierce lioness energy. She's actually very in her feminine. Now, I'm sure there's some aspects of that role that are like, you know, a little bit masculine. This probably use some work around like empathy and things like that. But like, her role in that movie is highly feminine. And I love watching the dynamic between Anne Hathaway and Meryl Streep, because Anne Hathaway picks up those fierce feminine tendencies along her way and creates an identity that is far more mesmerizing, appealing to the eye, magnetic, right? She really starts to, they show the transformation of how she just expands as a person, and she takes ownership and she takes authority. Actually, authority is not the right word. Autonomy. She takes autonomy in her position and she cultivates herself into becoming the icon of her own story. And through that, she manifests everything that she dreamt of by the end of the film, including leadership role, including love, including becoming the confident woman that she always was. She just needed a little bit of a reminder. So, what happens when we surround ourselves with people, other women that remind us of our self-expression, they remind us of aspects of our identity, as it expands us and it gives us permission to take back autonomy for ourselves and add to and build to our identity. So that's one of the biggest things to recognize, is that your identity is ever evolving. Most of us, when we get stuck in the revolving door, our identity, we take on an identity that, like, these parts of us are bad, that I'm a marijuana user, that's a bad thing, I could never tell my community about that, versus taking autonomy and ownership and living my life as the icon of my story, regardless of what other people believe and think about me. And, you know, without giving ourselves permission, and also I'm going to get to this three-part strategy because I want to give you kind of this formula that really helps make up this overnight identity process, but you could really be searching for who you are forever and ever and ever. Why? Because it's comfortable. Because it is helping you look for reasons why you can't, which is helping your brain and your body feel safe and feel comforted and feel not stretched too far or too thin, right? So where are you currently validating your identity? Where are you forcing yourself to stay in this box, to stay in this comfort zone, whereas you know there is a version of you that could do something different, that could do something that would shock your people awake, that would do something that would break the mold and maybe even make you a little bit vulnerable, but and something that you think that you would never tell anyone. But then you go ahead and you do it and you're like, oh, that actually wasn't as scary as I thought. And as a matter of fact, I'm actually quite relieved that that's out there now, because now the people who come through my spaces, they know who I am. There's no questioning. They know that I'm not afraid to admit these things about me. And the people who are not my people are not going to come in and later find these things about me and be like, oh, I'm leaving. I don't agree with that. You know, it really acts as such an amazing filter when you're willing to be brave and allow your manifestations to happen naturally through your courage, through your action, through your bravery. So I have a three-step process and I use these emojis a lot. I've had people ask me recently, like, what does that mean? Why do you put those three emojis together? And the emojis are the, what is it? It's not a cougar, it's a cheetah. So we have a cheetah, and then we have the cake emoji, which people see me use a lot. And then I have this like heart on fire emoji, and that one is exactly how it sounds, but there's more to it. So I'm going to expand on that really briefly. But the cheetah essentially represents you as the fierce icon, the fierce female role who isn't afraid. You move with courage, you move with bravery. You don't move worried about what's out there or what's around you, because you are so in your power and in your knowing and in your belief in yourself and your value system, that you have no, there's nothing else holding you back. You move past the fear because you can immediately recognize that there is this part of you that, if you weren't afraid, right? If you were, how would you move if there was nothing to be afraid of? How would you move if you literally did not have a single care in the world about how the outcome was going to play out? How would you move if you knew that the things that you were going to do, say, behave, think, whatever it may be, dress even, would lead you into your million-dollar business? You wouldn't hesitate. There would be no fear. Fear is eliminated, and then the rest is history. So I love something that one, my coach Shoshana said today on her call. She said, what if you stopped trying to expand yourself before stepping in the room versus stepping in the room and then you'll you'll expand yourself to the size of it. And I thought that was really, first of all, it really resonated with me because my memberships community is called The Room. So it's literally about like stepping into the room. And when you step into the room, you'll watch yourself expand and you'll expand to be a way bigger version of you. Number one, because you're going to get a lot of permission, right? You're going to be around people who remind you of who you are. You're going to have some tools. You're going to have some strategies, but you also get to gift yourself that experience of being in the room as well. And that's kind of leads us to part two, which is the cake, aka indulgence and pleasure. So for me, like I love one of the things that I do every single day in my business is I will not go a day without plugging into the communities that I am a paid member of. That is a value of mine, but that is something that I had to learn how to do and how to be that way, right? It wasn't something that I naturally did. And I always knew it's like, I had this impulsive course buying. Maybe you can relate to that, like impulsive course buying disorder. I'm going to talk to my therapist about that. We need to make that a thing. But you buy these courses and then you never finish them. And it's like this grab and go DIY. There's no community aspect to that. And then you find yourself still back at square one, or maybe even a little bit more confused because you don't have that constant daily reminder of who you are, that reminder that you don't just have to tap into your communities, you get to tap into your communities. You decided you wanted to be there for whatever reason, because of the mentorship, because of the culture. Something my coach also says is like, most people, when they join a community, you go there because of the content. But hopefully, you end up staying because of the community. And it's the community that becomes the reminder of you, who you are in your identity, witnessing other women going first, witnessing other women own who they are becomes a reminder for you to own who you are and then take action and steps that align with who that person is. And therefore, you begin to manifest, right? So, beyond like adopting this lioness, really fierce icon identity of like, I can do this, I know this, I believe in myself, which is also something that you'll get from being inside of a community. But you're also given a reminder that you can walk your path and it's safe to do that. Meaning, there are so many different, like I said, like you walk out on the street of New York City or Denver or any city and you see all the, there's a million different people and wearing, different styles and different personalities. So there's, you'd be searching for your identity forever when there's like a million different identities that you could step into today. That's just like step one, knowing that your identity is always going to be evolving. And then what happens is you adopt that identity of like, okay, this is where like most women get have that I'm done moment. And when you have that moment, that's the perfect time to step into the room, my membership community, because all it really takes is having that one moment of being like, I'm gonna do this my way. And that's it. That's literally like, it's really not that hard. It's not complicated. It's just being willing to kind of take back that autonomy for yourself and be like, oh, I do have this power within me. I can do this my way. And then like the longer path, that thing that can sometimes like take longer for most people is like that finding of what you want. And what I really love about the Devil Wears Prada is that like fierce, decisive energy that she has of like, this is how she likes her coffee. Do you remember that scene where it's like she did got her coffee the wrong way and it's like she had to go back and like redo her coffee because everyone knows how Meryl Streep in that movie, she likes her coffee a certain way. She likes everything done a certain way. And she's very decisive over things. She doesn't like to waste too much time on things. And so part of the middle aspect, like step number two in the process of revealing this identity of yours is like, decide what it is that you want. Oh, you don't know how you feel about something? Well, let's figure that out right now. In the past, I've always told a story about how, for a long time, I didn't even know that I didn't know who I was or my identity, right? It wasn't even a question. I was just honestly being a pawn of my own life. I was part of the revolving door and I didn't even know it. That's where I see a lot of moms are. That's why I started this business, Brave Manifestor, because I can show you like, it's not really the strategies that you're missing. It's not even really that you have bad messaging or you don't know how to create good content or you're like, it's none of that. It's really just you being willing to go down the path of discovering what it is that you like. And so that happened for a moment for me earlier this year where I went up to Estes Park with a girlfriend of mine. I was at an ice cream shop and I had this like literal anxiety attack in the middle of this ice cream shop with people around me of like, I could not figure out what I wanted. And it was a metaphor for my life. I was like, I have no idea. And it took me like 5 or 10 minutes to choose a flavor of ice cream that I wanted. And the moment that I did was the moment that I was like, oh my God, it's cookie dough. I love cookie dough ice cream. That is my favorite flavor of ice cream. It's always been. So it's not that I didn't know, it's more so that I had to remember. And most people are living their lives kind of like vanilla, not deciding, not being decisive, not deciding what it is that's important to them. What are their values? What do they like? Even down to the little things like my favorite flavor of ice cream, or I prefer the beach or the mountains, or you know, and then you start to kind of lean into the strategy, and instead of this is where it gets really beautiful, and this is kind of a golden nugget for you, so make sure you're writing this down. But it's like you're very likely still doom scrolling through social media. They call it doom scrolling. That's the aftermath of you trying to look for inspiration and ideas to add to your messaging, to add to your content strategy, to make you one of the best, right? When in reality, all it's really doing is drowning your unique energetic signature. It's not even giving it a chance to create something amazing from your blueprint. This is why I talk about human design a lot. And if you come inside of any of our spaces, like the room, or you join any of like a free masterclass or anything that I put on in the future, you'll hear me talk about that a lot because for me, it became like the basis, the foundation of me being like, oh, I have this like unique blueprint that I didn't even realize. Why didn't I lean more into those things that actually do interest me? Because they ended up being freakishly aligned. That's what I find what happens with human design. So I, and you know, another part of me that you might not know is I'm pretty woo-woo when it comes to a lot of human design, astrology. I love that stuff. It's not everything about me, just like the marijuana, but I do love having the conversation around those things because I believe that, you know, like bit huge part of my brand is mentorship. Like I really believe even if you are a service provider, even if you are selling products, you are mentoring people into making a decision. And so I think that all of us are here to mentor people. That's literally like the purpose of life is to come here and to like we rise by lifting others kind of concept, you know? So choosing what you want, choosing a perspective, whether it be what flavor of ice cream you like, or the kind of business model that serves you, or what it is that you want to teach, or the way that you want to teach people, right? It helps create new results in your business because you are expanding on who you already are. It's like why I said, I don't have to. If somebody was copying me, I would have no idea because I am so laser focused on my path. Now, I wasn't always that way. I'll admit another thing to you. I have copied people. I have copied people. Not a lot of coaches will say that. I have copied people. I have copied coaches. As a matter of fact, back in the beginning when I started my business, I was kicked out of someone's course because I copied them. And it's not something that I am the slightest bit proud of, but it was something that I chose to look at and decide that I was gonna do something about it. I was going to learn from this experience. And that was one of the many experiences that led to me really discovering my own path. And it was very shortly after that that I had my human design read. And it kind of led me down this big long journey of like, wait a second, I don't need another strategy. I don't need to be the perfect coach. I just need to establish an identity, not for anybody else. I'm doing this for me. And then I really started to create this concept around like pleasure-based marketing and how we can really eliminate a lot of like the mean girl copycat marketing when all you're focused on is who you're being. All you're focused on is what you care about. All you're focused on is like being the brave soul that's willing to like say things that nobody else is willing to say because it really helps to kind of bridge the gap between you and that other person, creates a deeper understanding and a trust in you. Because even if it's a mistake, like something that I did earlier on, in a really difficult season of my life when I was trying to figure out like who am I, what am I doing, what am I creating here, and like really wanting to make sure that I did it right, you know? So like it came from like the truest intentions, but ended up being something that hurt somebody. And so like learning from that experience, I was able to point my nose in the right direction and really sort of rewrite the narrative of what all that means. And that's kind of the problem is most of you are very likely stuck in this revolving door because you have aspects of your psyche that have convinced you that these things about you are bad, and therefore you've made it mean something negative. Instead of choosing to be the person that alchemizes everything and saying, I'm living my life as the icon of my story, regardless of who I once was, this is who I am now because I went through these experiences, and this is what I'm doing about it. And also, this is where I'm going, right? It's why I talk about the million-dollar icon identity. It's not something that I say that I'm going to help you build the million-dollar icon identity. I actually have it on my profile that I am building my million-dollar iconic brand, and I can also help you step into your six-figure year as a mentor. And so people don't necessarily need to know that you're the best. As a matter of fact, like, they need to know what makes you human, and then you can talk about, here's what I've done, here's the outcomes I've created, and also here's where I'm going, and if you want to come with me, you're welcome to come along too. So that is what leads me to that step three, which is the heart on fire. And it's not just your heart on fire. A heart on fire catches other hearts on fire, and that's what creates your community. That's what creates your network. Your network is your net worth. So again, this isn't really something that has to take too much effort or even too much action on your part. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you to post every single day, post multiple times a day. Like, there are many, many, many individuals out there who are posting twice, once or twice a week. Now, granted, they probably had what is called momentum backing them, years of doing what it is that they did and really putting a lot of it out there, establishing their community, cultivating a culture around their brand that naturally created a community, and then therefore they don't have to post as often because they have their community. It's why they say your network is your net worth, because once you have a network, a community, a culture that of people that are raving fans that are bought into anything you do, you're able to actually take them off the app of Instagram as well and into wherever you source your community from. You're set. You're set for life, so long as you follow the steps of the process of cultivating your overnight identity first, being the lioness, choosing, being decisive about what it is that you desire, leaning into those pleasures, relaying those pleasures in your marketing, and then you will start to attract people who kind of want to be in your world. And that is what makes it really easy and natural. The community is just going to build itself at that point, so long as you are continuing to live a really great storyline. And what I mean by that is you are looking for more opportunities to glamorize your normal, average daily life, even if you're a stay-at-home mom. Are you the kind of person that gets up, you stay in your pajamas all day, you never get yourself dressed, you sit there in a revolving door complaining or thinking about why it's not working out for you? Or are you somebody who is actually going to be intentional about the way that you want to live your life and the way that you want to lead and inspire other people? Again, it doesn't really matter what kind of industry you're in. If you are in real estate, you're in coaching, if you are selling products, digital product, whatever it is that you're selling, okay? Like, you are being a mentor. And so people are going to want to lead and follow in your footsteps because of your leadership skills. That means how you lead yourself. And thus, you are naturally mentoring other people. You're naturally becoming the leader of a community, and you're going to create a community of followers and raving fans that want to follow your lead in everything that you do. Looking for those opportunities. This week, I took my daughter to the airport to fly to go to her dad's, and my good friend, my best friend of a decade, lives closer to the airport than we do. So we went and stayed with her the night before, dropped her off, and then the next day I went back. After the airport, I went back and I picked up my youngest. We actually decided, we're like, let's go to Evergreen, which is like 30 minutes away. So we drove to this like cute little mountain town and spent the day there and took the girls to the lake and took them to brunch. We got some spicy Bloody Marys at lunch and just really had like a great time walking through the shops and stuff. And like, we had talked about going, and I was like, we should absolutely do that. She's like, you think, should we do it? I'm like, absolutely. Why? Because in my mind, I'm like looking to create a good story. Like, I want to be out doing things. I want to leave my house and create experiences that fill my cup, because what it does is it creates this momentum around my story, and then I can go and tell it, and then it helps other people break out of their shell and expand their perspective on what's possible for them too. And then even after that, we're sitting at lunch, and I was like, I was kind of thinking about staying another night. And she was like, really? I'm like, I mean, if that's good with you. She's like, of course it's good, right? We have the best time together. We get along so well. Our girls are so close in age and at such a cute little young age. They just love playing with each other, right? They're like besties. And so it's really fun for us to be able to spend time together and see that and do that, right? Whereas like the normal thing to do would be, most people would be like, oh, it's kind of a far drive, or like you start to come up with these excuses as to why you can't, or like I need to get home because I have to do this or that, I gotta put my laundry away. And for me, in my mind, I'm like, the laundry can wait. This is way more what I would rather be doing. That's choosing pleasure, being decisive. So I told her, I was like, yeah, I would like to stay. And I did. And we ended up having a 2-day impromptu sleepover, which ended up what I thought has turned into a really incredible story, a story that I can take and share. It's helping me create content, content that is distinct, content that is different than other people, content that is not just unique to me and my brand, but is like my story. And it's an ever evolving storyline. And I use it as proof as to why the identity that I have created for myself is something that other people should want for themselves as well. Why? Because it's why it supported me. Almost like teaching them why it works really well, and then showing them through my embodiment and living that story. And so I'm always looking for opportunities to tell that same exact story, but in a different way. And all that means is just really going and living a full life. It's amazing. Like when you adopt this perspective, it will change your life, and it will literally help you shift, change your identity overnight by making really just a couple decisive moves by saying, like, I'm not afraid. I'm going to do this my way, and then doing it. And then every single day, waking up and doing it. What would I do right now? What could make today iconic? What would make me feel alive? How could I turn this situation into a really great story? And then all of a sudden, you are right on track, building your movement to creating a community faster than you could ever even imagine. And I can tell you right now, like, people are going to be more likely to buy into whatever it is that you are offering when you have created that deep of a identity and a connection with people. It is what's going to help you build a long-term sustainable brand. It doesn't matter how you change, or you shift your messaging, or you shift your niche and you decide, I'm going to talk about this instead. It doesn't matter, because it's still you. Nothing has changed about you except the fact that you're always evolving, and that's what people love about you. So I hope that this supported you. If it did, I would love for you to give me a 5-star review on the podcast. I would love, 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 love for you to DM me and let me know how this episode helped you shift your perspective, helped you change your identity, and what you're doing with that. It really, really means the world to me when I get messages like that, that I know that this time that I take, the intention that I'm pouring into this podcast, is helping you change your life and change your business, and hopefully make money as a result. And last but not least, we are a few days left of the Magic Is You Telegram chat. This is a month-long exclusive audio experience, just like this podcast, except you are getting me pouring into you with strategies, insights behind the scenes, and I'm giving you everything that you would need to start off 2025 and make it your first $100,000 year, or your next, or making 5 to 10K months through developing your mentorship skills and your community. And at the core of all of that is your identity, and that's why I call it The Magic Is You. There's some really, really, really good lessons in there. After December 31st, this is going to go to $222. It's completely free right now, so you could just literally jump in. There's going to be a link below this podcast, so go ahead and click that. You might find it in my Instagram stories too, or you can DM me directly and ask for the link, and I'll send it right over to you. So I hope to see you in there. I hope this supported you, and I will see you in 2025.